on. How is y'all's doings? Oh boy. Woo, Joe. Woo. Woo, Bethany. Wow, Bethany. Wow. Wow, Bethany. Wow. Hello, everyone. Let's get right to it because today is exactly 6 days later since season 11, the reunion of Vanderpump Rules, aired. So we need to get to what Sheena said and her many bombshells that she dropped on her Shenanigans podcast episode on Friday. I think it drops. Yeah, I'm about positive it drops on Fridays. What was she thinking? If Sheena and Lala are so concerned about securing the bag because their entire livelihood is dependent upon Vanderpump Rules, what was Sheena doing? I feel that having producers on your side, having your employer be happy with you, is an important part of keeping your job. I don't understand why Sheena said the things that, well, Sheena said what she said to make herself look good, to do some damage control. However, shouldn't she care about the person who's signing off on her paychecks? Shouldn't she care about possibly upsetting that person? And do we even care about what Sheena had to say? Does Sheena's revelations cast her in a better light? Her and Lala? I mean, I'll get to that, but I'm lost because Vanderpump Rules, this season, we got Lala at virtually every opportunity reminding people that Vanderpump Rules is a show. And that she's filming and she loves filming with certain people and you're ruining the show and telling Sandoval, for the sake of the show, stop talking. She said that at the reunion. So you're not supposed to be reminding people that they're watching a show. There are a lot of idiots out there who believe that reality shows are basically documentaries. So they kind of need to believe that they have the inside scoop on your life, as though what they're seeing is like the footage that you would get from like a Big Brother house. Like, there are a lot of stupid people out there. And then there's people like myself who've been in settings while various reality shows are being filmed. And because I'm there on set, essentially, I see how one scene is filmed multiple times. One scene that viewers are going to think took place one time instead of that very same scene taking place, like, I don't know, six some odd times. Reality shows are fake, extremely. However, I personally believe that reality shows are a marriage of scripted and unscripted. Real life and fake life, fake events, fake interactions for the camera. I think it's both, or it can be. But if you have someone like Lala who keeps on like reminding us basically that we're watching something fake, but yet she's real and she wants to be real, then it's really taking away from, or it's damaging to the viewers who want to believe that they truly know who you are and that they're watching real life unfold in front of their eyes. Sheena, what Sheena's saying is along, or what Sheena said on her podcast is along the same lines as what Lala is saying, which is, hey guys, this is fake. They're basically telling us repeatedly that the show is fake. In a way, that's my takeaway from it. And we're not supposed to have that in a reality show. We truly are not. It's like, it's supposed to be unspoken that this shit is fake. So Sheena with what, everything she said, she's not helping in my eyes at all. She's not helping my opinion of her, and I believe that she's not helping a lot of other people's opinion of her and Lala. So I'll get to it. So thanks to Vander, I think it's called Vanderpod Recaps. They are on Instagram. They're also on Reddit. Anyways, so there's a girl at Vanderpod Recaps who transcribes like podcast episodes of the cast of Vanderpump Rules. And I feel sorry for her because there are so many. Okay, so there are so many Vanderpump Rules cast podcasts. And then there's always Vanderpump Rules cast members appearing on other podcasts. So she has a lot of work to do and she's not getting paid. So I just encourage y'all to give her a donation through one of her links connected to her podcast, like a Buy Me a Coffee or whatever. I haven't donated, but I do see myself donating to her in the future, especially if I start going to her, if I start using her transcribing services more. But this is the very first time I actually went directly to her Vanderpod Recaps to see what Sheena said. I listened to Sheena's episode, but having everything transcribed is really, really helpful. So one of the first or one of the earlier things that Sheena said in the episode is that when Lala lost her shit, I'm quoting Sheena right now. Quote, when Lala lost her shit, and I was like, I agree with you. It was a whole season of feeling like we all kind of had to walk on eggshells. Okay, we don't feel sorry for you. Sorry, end quote. We don't feel sorry for you or Lala, though, Sheena. So we don't care about why you agree with Lala. We know that you agree with Lala because Ariana is doing her own thing without you. And so you latched on to Lala because Katie has never been a fan of yours. And you latched on to the wrong person, just like you did with Rachel. Good luck with that, as I've said before. So then the big, here comes the big bombshell. So Sheena says that Alex Baskin, I think he's the creator of Vanderpump or a producer, whatever. He's in charge of Vanderpump Rules. So Alex Baskin, Sheena said, quote, Alex Baskin has said that mid-season the show was not in a good place. It was, X, Y, and Z needs to happen, or we're going to have a short season and the show's going to be canceled. And that's it. Go live your lives. I think Lala and I felt a lot of pressure after that day when it was like, well, we don't want the show to get canceled. And not just for ourselves and our families, but there's a crew of, I don't know, 80, 100 people who work on this show. And I said this at the reunion, which you didn't see, but I was like, I feel like we're doing our jobs also for all of these people. We want to keep this going. It's not just about us, end quote. So, translation. Sheena was told that, and Sheena and Lala were told that if X, Y, and Z don't happen, the season will be short and the show will be canceled. What are we supposed to think about that, y'all? Sheena is saying that the producer of Vanderpump Rules told her basically, y'all, the first half of the season is trash. If you guys don't step it up, the show will be canceled. What are we supposed to think about Sheena telling us that they were instructed to be fake, that they were instructed essentially to shake things up or they're going to lose their jobs? And as Sheena's saying, and up to 100 people are going to lose their jobs as well. This is not a good look for Vanderpump Rules. This is why I feel that Sheena may, or these comments that Sheena made. What is the backlash and what is the aftermath of these comments? Let's not pretend that it's unlikely that Alex Baskin would reach out to Sheena and say, you say one more word about the series, the way that you did, and you're fired. And that's if she wasn't fired already. Vanderpump Rules really, really sucks at keeping its cast members quiet. Now, if you have a show and the people on the show have podcasts, they shouldn't be saying shit like this. This should be an NDA violation that Sheena is disclosing, basically, that she was told be fake, do the most, make up for the first half of the season by making the second half of the season better, or you're gone. Y'all are gone. The show's gone. We shouldn't be privy to that information. They need to lock this down. I don't understand why everybody's able to say whatever they want. Everybody's able to have a podcast and don't like NDAs are a thing. I don't know why the cast of Vanderpump Rules is able to be very reckless. So Sheena continued and said, "I didn't want Lala to feel alone at the reunion because we were both frustrated during the season. And at the moment where Ariana got really upset, like right before we went to commercial break, Brock was like, 'You should go over there.' And I'm like, 'No, I know.' And right when I got up, Ariana put her head on Katie's shoulder, and I was like, 'All right, well, Katie's got her.' And then I just saw Lala sitting there by herself, and I'm like, 'It's frustrating, and it is hard for me when I do love both of them so much. I'm trying to navigate how to still do this job with Tom while being loyal to Ariana, while trying to knock some sense into Tom, but also working through my own feelings of I do miss this friendship, but I know it'll never be the same.'" Okay. Sheena. I hope she understands that Lala is not the girl. She's not the one to ride for. It would have been better for her to still go to Ariana, even though Ariana was leaning on Katie's shoulder where, her hair got caught in Katie's earring. But this is not the move. Sheena's gonna discover that. Like, I just consider Lala on some straight up Rachel 2.0 shit. I really, really do. And it like Lala does not have to sleep with Brock for me to believe that Lala is not the person that you want to trust. It's just her behavior on the show, it's trash. And I feel so bad for Sheena because Sheena doesn't understand. Like, Lala's not the one. She should have just stuck with Ariana, even though Ariana was being more distant. And Ariana is closer to Katie. She still should have tried to remain loyal to Ariana. And then Sheena, on an episode like 2 weeks ago, said that she hasn't really spoken, or she doesn't really speak to Sandoval or Ariana, which that's what happens. Like, that's what happens when you choose a guy like Tom over your friend Ariana. Tom really was using this past season for a redemption arc to try to look good in viewers' eyes. And I don't think anybody who disliked Tom in season 10 loves him now in season 11. So Sheena was just a pawn, but Sheena doesn't understand when she's being used. And that's a big part of why I don't think Sheena is right for reality TV. I know some people are entertained by her, and I know Joe obviously is not right for reality TV. And the reason why we call some people out and say that they're not right for reality TV is because reality TV has been around long enough for us to know when some people really get destroyed by it and are too hypersensitive for it. And Sheena just like, she's almost, what is she, 39, I think, and she like doesn't have a stance on anything or a personality. She really doesn't. She just goes with whatever she's told to go with or does whatever she thinks an audience wants to see from her. And it hasn't worked all this time, and it's still not working. And she chooses the wrong side and the wrong people to support. So this whole like her not wanting Lana to feel alone or whatever. Okay, but Lala is a bitch. So this is not a smart decision. And whatever Lala was frustrated about, she is also not Lala at no point is owning up to the fact that she is a jealous person and a bitter person. She's just acting like Ariana is the villain because Ariana has gotten all these opportunities. And if Lala claims to be so real, why is this real bitch not saying, I am jealous of someone being cheated on and receiving a lot of opportunities because none of that happened for me. Say it. Just let us know. Because I think we can all see that Lala is jealous and she's an idiot because she thinks we can't see it when it's obvious. And she also should, instead of thinking that her situation is similar to Ariana's or worse because she's a quote unquote mother, she also should be telling us, like, yeah, I was a mistress ass, hoe ass bitch who was cheating on, allegedly cheating on Randall early in the relationship, and things didn't work out for me, and now I'm forever pissed off about it. Just like speak your truth because we know it. It's so obvious to us, Lala. Like you're broken and you're angry, and I'm sorry, a lot of it's your own fault. Period. Like, hello? So then Lala, or sorry, Ariana, or sorry, Sheena says, the scene with Ariana and I in the pool, that was the same day that I talked to Lisa, where Lisa was like, essentially, Tom's suicidal. And if he does something, you have blood on your hands. That's how I felt after that conversation. I understand that 100%. I understand Sheena wanting to be friends with Tom, but she should have, like, respected Ariana's boundary and stopped trying to get Ariana to s stop trying to convince Ariana that Tom has changed and Tom is sorry. That's like not her place to do that, especially because that wasn't the case, because Tom never tried to apologize off camera. So Sheena said that Stassi even gave Janet advice at a pool party last weekend, and she told Janet that Janet's having a bad season on the Valley, but in Stassi's experience, she didn't have back-to-back bad seasons. So I love that Stassi, Janet, and Sheena were at a pool party last weekend, the other weekend. I love that. That's the type of like behind the scenes information I want to know. I don't really follow Stassi much. I have mixed feelings about Stassi. I really, really, really liked her in person, but I don't care for her too much. It's just overall. But I also think she's great reality TV, and I did definitely enjoy a lot of her podcast episodes. I think I listened to probably 3 years worth of, at the time, Straight Up with Stassi. I enjoyed her. But anyway, I love that they're hanging out together, but I think Stassi's always going to hate Sheena because Sheena saw Stassi's sex tape and allegedly showed it to other people. And Stassi has never been nice to Sheena. And I could tell Sheena, or sorry, Stassi has made Sheena a permanent enemy. But, I don't know. I don't have an issue with Janet. People have an issue with Janet. I don't care about her enough to have an issue with her. And maybe some of the reason why people dislike her is because her husband is kind of perfect. So, like there are just so many reasons that people are not forthcoming about when they quote unquote hate or dislike someone. A lot of it is jealousy, and jealousy is thrown around and it's overused and it's misused, but it's also underused as well. We're not being honest about when you say you hate someone like Janet. Is it also because, or some of your hatred coming or dislike coming from you seeing this woman that you think is with this amazing guy? Like, just be honest about it. So I don't have an issue with Janet because I'm not jealous of Janet's marriage, her husband, her life. Like, I just see her as someone who is not that interesting, but is on a show that I find interesting. So I have no issue with her. I'm indifferent when it comes to Janet. So moving right along, Sheena said, so I feel like maybe Tom Sandoval was thinking, well, it can't get worse than it did last season, maybe this is my time to shine. And I know there was a lot of emphasis placed on this one-on-one conversation, but it's like he did have ample opportunity for 3 months while they were still living together before he picked up cameras to try and have a conversation with her, which he didn't do, you know? End quote. I love that Sheena gets this now. Like, now after the fact, Sheena's like, if Tom was really sorry, why did he not apologize off camera? And that's like part of what I loved so much about the last 5 minutes of season 11. Lala sat there like the idiot she is, seeing Ariana say, Tom never tried to apologize to me. This was for the cameras. This was for the audience. And that completely contradicts Lala's argument about they lived under the same roof and you can't film with him and blah, blah, blah. It's like because he's not being real. So she has every right to walk away. Anyways, I'm not gonna, no. I just wish that there would be more filming between Lala and Randall. More opportunities where Lala would run screaming and crying. Like, gosh. Moving right along. And Randall, it's so funny. Randall, out of spite, says that Ocean can't be on Vanderpump. Randall saying that Ocean can't be on Vanderpump Rules is so funny. Randall, like, wasn't, I swear to God, Ocean was on Vanderpump before they split, right? And from the moment they split, it's like she can't be on the show. And so Lala's like, let me go on down to the sperm bank and get a baby that could be filmed 24 hours a day. I mean, whatever. I think it would have been in Lala's best interest to just find a man and have a baby, but at the same time, I could understand the trauma of having a co-parent with somebody like Randall. So back to what Sheena said. Sheena said, M quote, maybe I should have had that conversation with Tom sooner, but I hated him last year and I wasn't speaking to him. But I just feel like he did have time to have that conversation with Ariana and he didn't, and here we are. And then Sheena, one of the last things that Sheena said is, quote, I've been getting hate since before the show even started. So if I was only concerned about that, I mean, I would have quit a long time ago. Sheena says, I've been getting hate since before the show even started. So if I was only concerned about that, I mean, I would have quit a long time ago. End quote. That's a lie. Since the show started, Sheena has been obsessed with looking, casting herself and what she believes is the best light and caring about what people think and shape-shifting every single opportunity, flip-flopping, not having a backbone, being a pawn. Like, no, this girl is weak. Sheena is weak. Sheena has been through a lot, but she is weak. And she was bullied so much on the show by the women, and we saw that in that clip after Brock said that the women haven't been nice to Sheena. They certainly haven't. You know, I'm glad that Sheena has remained on the show, unlike some people who got fired. I'm glad she's on the show and she's able to monetize that. I know that she loves to perform, sing, quote, sing and perform, but that definitely is not her talent. I don't know what her talent is, but I'm glad she's made. Like she's really made being on the show. She's turned her first name into a brand. She's clearly a stage parent. She's trying to monetize the shit out of Summer Moon. I'm happy for Sheena as far as like seizing the opportunity to be a reality star. However, like she is always trying. She's always caring about how she looks. She's not knowing what side to pick, whose team to be on. And she definitely cares about people's opinion. Like it's been said from day one. It's super obvious. So that's a lie. But it's just that, I mean, that what she said would be more accurate if she said, I would not be on this show if I decided. She basically would say, if I chose to be on this show only to be liked, I wouldn't be on it, but I'm on this show to make money. Like, that's the truth. I'm on this show to make money because I'm not making money any other way. End quote. Similar to Lala. It's like I watched that with Spencer Pratt from The Hills. Like, Spencer has said on several occasions, it like essentially he said, it doesn't matter how famous you are, once you're not on reality TV, nobody cares. All of that fame, all of that money disappears. So Lala and Sheena really need this show, as well as pretty much everyone else. However, why are you basically saying that the creator of the show, I don't know who Alex Baskin is. I feel he's a creator or producer, it doesn't matter. Why are you saying that your boss said be fake or be fired? Why are you saying that? I don't know. I'm worried for Sheena, y'all. And the things that Lala has said, like Tom Schwartz has said on Brittany and Jax's podcast, which I didn't listen to, but Schwartz has said Lala talking about the show being a show so much, like she's making it fake because she keeps telling viewers essentially that it's fake. Then we got Sheena saying what she's saying, like it. When you have so many people basically telling fans this is a fake ass show, it is going to make a lot of people not want to watch it. And it's going to make a lot of people just wonder about how authentic it is. And I just think Vanderpump Rules, Vanderpump Reasons. For those reasons, this show needs to be scrapped 100% or a lot of adjustments to the cast. And I think Lala has to be fired. Sheena has to be fired. Sandoval has to be fired. Brock could stay. I like his ass and his face and his body. Everybody else needs to go. And I think I already said that before. But, we'll see. We will see what happens. But Sheena, I hope that you didn't face too many harsh consequences for your comments because you're trying to make fans see where you and Lala were coming from. And the reason why, I think I said this at the very, very beginning of this episode, the reason why Sheena's expose didn't help her image in my eyes is because she's basically saying, I chose money over friendship. That's my takeaway from it. I chose my job over friendship. And I don't see what, I don't understand why she would think that's a good perspective to put forth. But I guess we will find out what happens to, or what Sheena's fate on the show is, what everyone's fate on the show is. I'm just so overwhelmingly happy that this series is taking a break, and I think that's a very, like, that's not a good thing that viewers slash fans of the show are happy that the show is going on a bit of a hiatus and or will be canceled. It had a good run, and I don't believe Vanderpump Rules is over at all. I just don't feel that there's anything that suggests that the very same cast would be returning for a 12th season. Anyways, if there's any major stories, of course, that come out about this show, I will follow those. And now I'm going to see what I could do about getting into one of my favorite shows of all time, Bridgerton. Let me see if I could do some bridge create some content about Bridgerton next. Oh, love it. Love it. All right. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.